Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So tell me, why can't we all just get along? Come and sing this song. What good goes wrong?
Welcome back here. We are pleased to have a very special guest with us on the line.
Okay.
All right, we may have lost John Grayson, actually, in the middle of all of this, but we will get our very special guest on the line with us. Oh, there we go.
We do indeed. Yeah, technical difficulties live. This is what live radio is all about. And yes, we are very pleased to have on the line with us actor, singer extraordinaire. You know him from every movie he's ever been in to some wonderful music that you just heard. A little honky-tonk love song to America called America, I Love You Too by the one and only Dennis Quaid. Dennis, how are you?
Hey, John. Hey, Jamie. How are you?
It is so great to hear your voice, and great voice on this one as well. And for the few people, you know, we mentioned if you keep track of Dennis Quaid's career, you already know all about the music. But for the few people that this is new to, talk a little bit about your music career.
Well, actually, music was my first love. I started playing guitar when I was 12 years old, and I started songwriting when I was 12 years old because I realized I was never going to shred a guitar. So songwriting was kind of a teacher, really. It was sort of a natural thing. And I've been lucky enough to write songs that have, you know, been in a lot of movies and stuff like that, and, you know, play a lot of musicians as well. And last year I was wrote this song, America, I Love You Too. I was thinking about how, this was pre-COVID, by the way, I was thinking about how seems like we're all talking at each other rather than talking to each other these days, and had an election year coming up. And so I wrote America, I Love You Too as a nonpartisan campaign song that's for sale.
Nicely done.
So tell us about the lyrics and tell us about the process of writing it. How quickly did it come together?
Well, started out with the first line, when are we going to stand up and say that we ain't taking the BS no more? Because I think everybody's kind of fed up with no matter what side you're on, just the state of things today.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have friends, and, you know, no matter, I myself am an independent, I look at both ways of my life, and according to the times, and, we don't have to be enemies just because we might be on the other side of the aisle. You know, it's one of the wonderful things about America is that we even get the chance to disagree.
No doubt. And I mean, the fact that this comes out now, just prior to the election, I mean, you look around yourself and you've got to see the same thing that we all do, that divide seems like it's getting deeper.
It does. Right? And, you know, who can say where it started? I think, you know, all of us have an opinion about it. But, you know, America, in a way, has kind of always been that way, too. You know, you go back to my parents' generation, who came out of the Great Depression and the World War II, what they called, the greatest generation there was. not everybody agreed back then either.
Yeah.
You know, it's when we look back that we kind of have a memory of it in a certain way. But this is what we're all about, and it's a unifying song, really, that for us to, you know, be part of us all coming together when all this circus is over, called the election. And I just like to see us unified, that's all.
So tell us where people can hear it, other than when we're going to play it on the show, no doubt more often today.
Yeah, well, thank you. Appreciate that. I mean, it's on iTunes and Spotify, all that. We also made a video of it that I did with Robbie Krieger, who's playing guitar, Robbie Krieger of the Doors.
From the Doors, sure.
On the record. And we got out in the middle of the block that I live on in Los Angeles, which is a cul-de-sac, and we had a block party. We set up an American flag, and all the neighbors came out, and all the kids, we had to get outside. We were all locked in, and we had to get outside, and we had a great time.
That's very cool. And I know, I mean, you're always working. If you're not going out and touring and playing music, you're working on a new movie. Did I see that you're about to play Ronald Reagan?
Well, actually, I'm here in Oklahoma right now, and I've got a few days left to do it. And I've got to, Reagan was actually my favorite president, to tell you the truth. I voted for him back in 1980, and I had a roommate back then who was my best friend, and I came home, and I told him, I said, I voted for Reagan, and he said, you are kicked out of the hippies. And, I really admire him, and, you know, he was a unifier. He was a Republican president who used to be a Democrat, by the way, and he just really did a lot for our country, and he embodied American values.
I also want to ask about a project you're developing, the Charlie Pride story, which checks a lot of boxes in terms of different things I'm interested in.
Well, the Charlie Pride is, I had the great honor to meet pre-COVID. I went down to Dallas, and our mentor was both Jack Clement, who was the engineer at Stuff Studios, and it had a lot to do with Jerry Lee Lewis, in fact. He was my mentor in life, and he was also had a lot to do with the start of Charlie Pride's career way back then. And Charlie Pride is an amazing American story, and it needs to be told, and people are reminded of. It's a great man. He was the Jackie Robinson of country music, if you will. And it's a very surprising, unique story, and a unifying one at that, too.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt about it. And I mean, when you get involved in things like this, you know, you get to put your own stamp on it, but you kind of got to stay out of the way to some degree and just let the story tell itself, right?
Exactly. I went down to Dallas and I met with him and his beautiful wife of over 50 years, Rosine. And it's when you tell his story, it's really their story in a way, because they have such a beautiful marriage, and they've had quite a journey that is still quite vibrant.
Sorry about that. Given the diversity of the projects that you've been involved in over the course of your career, what are you drawn to? What attracts you to a project?
When it comes to movies, it's about a story. When I read a script that's sent to me, I sit down and I read that script like I'm an audience member reading, you know, seeing this movie for the first time, only I'm reading it. And it's about the story, really. How does it affect me? And that's the main thing of having a really good story that I'm drawn to.
I would imagine it's the same way when you're writing a song.
Well, Yeah, in a way, you know, my favorite musician and singer and songwriter would be Johnny Cash, and he had story songs, and that they still hold up, and I think they'll be around forever.
Yeah, oh, his very
People
first one.
Story.
Sure, absolutely. Well, you know, and Dennis, I want to have you do us a favor and brag on your son a little bit, because I saw something the other day about Jack and the fact that, you know, we see so many actors and singers and people who are legacies, and, you know, you want to help as a dad. You want to say, okay, well, what can I do for you to kind of open some doors? And he didn't want that. Tell that story a little bit, if you would.
Well, I love to tell the story at time and time again, actually. So, it was kind of apparent that Jack was going to be an actor, or even from the time he was a little kid, he was, you know, carrying around a video camera. Wanted to represent him, you know, from the time he was about nine. Said, well, you know, when he gets in the business, I want to represent him. And his mom's Meg Ryan, and his, you know, dad is Dennis Quaid, and well, yeah, he did. He got into acting by kind of the same way that his mother and I both started in school, doing school plays and really applying himself, and went to NYU. And then he decided he wanted to get in the business. And I said, well, yeah, great. You know, my aunt really wants to represent you. I said, no, I want to do it myself, Dad. And, you know, I don't want to be seen as like one of those kids who just, you know, on screen nepotism, maybe call it.
Right.
Well, heck, he went out and got his own agent, and what do you know? The first movie he did was, and all these hit movies that he's coming out with, and you know, he's got the biggest show that on TV. So, I go up to him and I say, hey, how about a little help over here?
Well, real quick before we let you go here in just a couple of minutes, it's always interesting to ask people that we've been talking to this year about what you did during the pandemic. And it sounds like you are doing something that's familiar to us, which is setting up a podcast.
Yeah, I started a podcast platform called Audio Up. I started my partner, Jared Gutstadt, a couple of years ago, asked me to be part of a podcast that we did called Bear and Banjo with Bob Dylan and T-Bone Burnett and Pooh Bear, and turned out to be the number two music podcast of last year. And we set up a platform, and we're doing like 18 podcasts at a time now over all genres, and it's called Audio Up, and we have one, I do one called The Denisots, which I interview people that have been in my life that, you know, had an effect on me and that I know or that I've admired. But we have a show coming out right now, a podcast called Make It Up As We Go, which is a true fiction about a girl grows up in Amarillo and goes to Nashville to make it as a country western star. And, Miranda Lambert offered her skills to it as well. She's in it, and plays with Scarlett's mentor, and Billy Bob Thornton is in it, and it's I'm in it too. I play her dad. It's a really good story. I
nice.
Think a lot of people can relate to.
No doubt. All right. We're going to send people to check that out. Again, it's Audio Up is the platform for Dennis's podcasts. And we'll be watching for you there. And of course, America, I Love You Too is the new song. You can get it anywhere you get music. And Dennis Quaid, what a pleasure, man. Thank you for stopping by.
Well, thank you very much, Jonathan. Thanks for playing it. And you guys have a great day.
Yeah, it was great to talk to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.